Okay, good morning, everybody, and a good and chaydesh. Today's daf is Bamitzia Daf Kuf. We are holding out the mission on the top of Daf Kuf. Amid Aleph, today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children, and Lila Nishmas, his mother, Golda Basimcha, Leah Shalom, Neshama Shavim Aliyah, also sponsored by Daniel Sadian for the success of Klal Yisrael in these times, and Atzlacha for our soldiers and for our captives, they shall all return home safely. Also sponsored by the Gross family, Lizechon Nishmas, Chanaleya Bas Moshe Tzvi, Rav Moshe Yehuda Ben Ram Nachum, Chayaleya Bas Naftali Hertzka, and Svi Menachem Ben Shmayahu, the Neshama Shavim Aliyah, and also sponsored by Susan and David Rosenbaum in memory of their dearest uncle, Lester Friedman, Eliezer Tzvi Ben Avram, whose yard site was yesterday, in the Shem Shevin Aliyah. We thank all of the sponsors very much for the sponsorship. So the Mishnah on the top of Kuf Amud Aleph is going to talk about what happens if there's a dispute as to what was included in a sale. The mocher says, I sold you my smaller evet or my smaller field, and the lokeach says, no, the deal was that I'm getting the bigger evet, the bigger field, different types of disputes in terms of what was included in a sale. The Gemara is then going to have machlokas whether sumchus holds even in cases of bari ubari, meaning we know Sumchus's famous shita is that we don't always say amotzi mechaver alavaraya. When you have mamon amotzi b'safik, you just split it. But does he say that even in a situation where both people are coming with the tainas bari? And the Gemara is going to try to bring two rayos from our Mishnah whether or not Sumchus maintains his shita even in a case of bari ubari. Then the Gemara is going to discuss why do we consider the case of Eved Gadol and Eved Katan to be a case of Moda B'miktsas, that the Mocher says, I sold you my little Eved, the Lokeach says, no, I bought the big Eved, so we consider that to be a case of Moda B'miktsas. But after all, doesn't Moda B'miktsas require that you need Mimin Hataina? The Hoda'ah has to be Mimin Hataina, you have to be Moda to the same thing that the guy is claiming from you. And also, doesn't Moda B'miktsas not apply when it's Halach? And also, Einish Ba'an Ala Avadim, so you should never have Moda B'miktsas when it comes to Avadim. So we're going to have those three kashas on the idea that you could apply Moda B'miktsas to an Eved Gadol, Eved Katan situation. And the Gemara is going to have four approaches as to how to answer those three kashas on the case of Eved Gadol, Eved Katan. Then the Gemara is going to clarify Rabbi Meir's opinion about whether one takes a Shavua on Avadim and whether one takes a Shavua on Karkaos. We take it almost axiomatic that one does not Ein Nishban al Avadim, Ein Nishban al Karkaos, but Rabbi Meir may not hold that way. We have to see what Rabbi Meir holds about Avadim and what he holds about Karkaos. And then the Mishnah on the bottom of Amud Beis, we'll see if we get to it, discusses who's entitled to fruit that grows from a tree when the tree belongs to one guy and the karka belongs to somebody else. Because we assume the nourishment that the tree gets is also from the karka. So who's entitled to fruit that grows on such a tree? So let's begin the Mishnah on the top of Kuf Amud Aleph. Says the Mishnah, Machlif Para Bechamar. Person does a kinyan chalipin where they're switching, they're exchanging a para for a chamar, but then violda, meaning the case was that they're actually doing the maisa kinyan on the chamar. The para somewhere else, and the para happens to be pregnant. By the time they show up to look at the para has already given birth. The thing is, they don't know if that para had given birth prior to the kinyan, in which case the fetus belongs to the original bal hapara, or the para gave birth after the kinyan. So at the time that the person was kona the para, he was kona a pregnant para, and therefore the baby belongs to the lokeach. So they don't know. So v'cheina mocher shivcha so v'yold, and the same could be if a person sells his shivcha and they do a kinyan not on the body of the shivcha itself, because then you would just see the shivcha there. They're doing a kinyan keseth. So the man is acquiring the shivcha by using kesef, but the shivcha is not here. And then we go see where the shivcha is afterwards, and now she's got a baby. So I don't know if that baby is included in the sale or not included in the sale. Rashi explains that by the para we use the lashon of hamachlif. By the shivcha we just say mocher, because by the para, the way to do a kinyan normally, if you're not doing a kinyan chalipin, would involve the para itself. It would be a meshicha, it would be something direct. So we have to say a machlif, that it's only with the kinyan chalipin that such a case could even exist. When it comes to a shivcha, one of the standard ways of being called a shivcha is with kesef, which doesn't involve her at all, and therefore it doesn't involve her presence at all, and therefore it makes sense to say hamocher shivcha so. But in either case, the point is the same. So ze omer ad shelo mecharti, the mocher says that prior to the sale of the para or the shivcha, the baby was born, and therefore the baby belongs to me. Vizom mishalakachti, and the lokach says, no, it was after the sale that the baby was born, so I purchased a pregnant para, a pregnant shivcha, and therefore I own all of it. So yachloku, the halacha is that you split it. Let's say the dispute was different. A guy, a mocher, had owned two avadim. One larger one, one smaller one. Presuming the larger one is more valuable. V'chein shtei sados, where he owned two fields. Achas gedola v'achas katana. A larger field and a smaller field. Halokech omer gadol lakachti. The lokech says, I purchased the larger field. V'alom omer in yodea. And the mocher says, I don't know which one I don't know which one I sold to you. It could have been either one. So zacha begadol. The lokeach gets the larger of the two fields. He's entitled to the larger of the two fields because presumably because bari v'shema bari yadiv, the lokeach is saying I know exactly what I bought and it's the larger field. The mocher is saying in yodeya that's only a shema. So bari v'shema bari yadiv. The problem with saying bari v'shema bari yadiv is that there's a machlokas whether bari v'shema bari yadiv. And here we're in a mishnah. So what would you do? How would you interpret this mishnah if you don't hold Bari Vishema Bari Adif? So the Ritva and the Ran explain that it must be talking about where the Mocher is Chayev a Shavua on his Taina, and since he's not able to take a Shavua because he doesn't know, so Mitok Shein Yachli Shava Mishalim. So it's not working through Bari Vishema Bari Adif, it's working through a different mechanism of Mitok Shein Yachli Shava Mishalim. That's how the Ritva understands. The Ravid says differently. He says, since we're talking about that the Eved is standing in an agam and he's not muchzuk in it, and there's only cheskas marakama, meaning you have a chazak of who the bailam arishonim was, so then everyone would agree bari v'shema bari yadiv. Meaning we only say bari v'shema lav bari yadiv when someone is muchzuk in it right now, that by virtue of its location it's in someone's private property, but you're not, because we say that the chazak is going to override the fact that you only have a tiny shema. But when it's omid ba'agam, we're not going to say bari v'shema, everyone will say bari v'shema Bari Adif. Piskei Arid suggests that according to the Sumchus, everyone agrees Bari Vishem Bari Adif, so the question doesn't get started because our Mishnah is clearly going like Sumchus. We saw that in the first case where we said Yachloku. So since all Mishnah is going like Sumchus anyway, and Sumchus happens to hold Bari Vishem Bari Adif, so this halacha makes sense as well. What if Hamocher Omer Katan Macharti? The Mocher says, I know I sold you the smaller one. Vahala Omer, and the Lokeach says, Eini Yodea. I don't know. I thought maybe I bought the bigger one. Then the lokeach is only entitled to the smaller one. Another case where there's a dispute as to what was included in the sale. Ze omer gadol, ze omer katan. The kohen says, I know for sure I bought the gadol. And the mocher says, I know for sure I sold you the katan. So yishava mocher shekatan mocher. The mocher would take a shavua that he only sold the smaller of the two. And that's it. And then lechora, he does not have to pay any further. Ze omer ein yodeh, ze omer ein yodeh. But if they're both coming with the Tainas Shema, then Yachloku. Then we're going to split it. The Halach is going to be Yachloku. So now, the Mishnah said that if you're Machlev Parah B'chamar, and the Parah gave birth, and you don't know when the Parah gave birth, so he said Yachloku. We don't know what to do with that Vlad, so he split it. Ask the Gemara, Amay Yachloku, V'lechzi B'rishos Teman Kaima. Why don't you just see whose Rishos the Vlad is in right now, so look for who's Muchsuk in it, and if one party is Muchsuk, V'lavi Idach, Hamotzi Mechaver Alav Haraya. Anyone who's trying to take it away from the guy who's Muchsuk in it should have to bring a Raya, because the basic principle in Dinim Amunis is Hamotzi Mechaver Alav Haraya. So says Gemara, Amar B'chia Bar Avin, Amar Shmuel, Ba'omedas Ba'agam. It's the parah standing in an agam, in a place where it could graze, and there is no, and therefore it's not in anybody. party's rusha. So there is no muchsak. And shivchanami dekaima besimta. And by shivcha also, we're talking about that the baby is in a simta. It's in a small area right off of Rosh Hasharabim where people would typically do business deals. They would sell behemos and avadim, but it's not in anyone's private rishus. And since it's in nobody's rishus, there is no muchsak. So essentially, enochanami, we would say amotzi mechaver alavraya, but there is no muchsak about whom to say amotzi mechaver alavraya. So says Gemara, well, of course there's a muchsak. Vinukma cheskas demara kama. Granted, there's no one that's muchsak in it right now, but there is a cheskas demara kama. There's someone who was the original owner, namely the mocher and vilavi idach. So you're trying to get the larger field, the larger evet, away from the mocher. So let the lokeach be a motzi mechaver, the one who's trying to be motzi mechaver, and therefore a love haraya. Let the lokeach bring a raya. So answers Gemara, hamani sumchasi da amraman milta b'savik cholkin below shvua. The whole line of questioning assumes that there is such a principle of a motzi mechaver love haraya. But maybe our mishnah is assuming like sumchus, and sumchus holds that when you have a suffix about mamon, we do not say a motzi mechaver love haraya. Instead, we say mamon milta b'savik cholkin, and therefore there's a chalukah over here without a without a shavua. Now there are two different girsaos in this line, in this answer of the Gemara. Hamani sumchasi is our girsa, and that's how Tosus points out that it sounds like we're keeping the previous teretz, that the para is omedes ba'agam, and that's why there's no muchzuk in it right now. That the best chazaka you have is a cheskas marakama, but you don't have any current chazaka. And it's in those circumstances that Sumchus says, Mamanum Mutu B'Savi Cholkin. If that's the case, then the Gemara is assuming that Sumchus would hold that if you have a stronger chazaka, like someone is actually muchzak in it right now, then even Sumchus would say, Amotzi Mechaver Alav Haraya. Sumchus doesn't totally ignore Amotzi Mechaver Alav Haraya. He just thinks that if the chazaka is not a super strong chazaka, then we'll say Cholkin rather than Amotzi Mechaver Alav Haraya. But if you have a super strong current chazaka, even Sumchus would say Amotzi Mechaver Alav Haraya. The other girsa, the Rashba and the Ran point out that they have a girsa, Ella Hamani Sumchus. Ella means we're backing out on a previous answer, which means forget about the para being omed in an agam and the shivcha being omed in the simta and all of that where there's no, even if you do have someone who's muchzik in it right now with the strongest kind of chazaka, Sumchus is still going to say yachloku because Sumchus totally rejects the concept of amotzi mechavero alav haraya. So it's a critical one word difference of girsa, whether it's Ella or not Ella. So Tosus raises the question, why doesn't the Gemara, though, even say that we're going like the Rabbanan? What about the Cheskas Marakama? Because against that Chazaka, the Behema had a Cheskas Mu'beres, that up until this point, the Behema was pregnant, so maybe we should keep that Chazaka Demei Yikara. So Enochinami, the Rabbanan normally say, Motzi Mechaver Alav Haraya, because we follow Chazaka, and Cheskas Marakama counts. But if there's a Chazaka against a Chazaka, even the Chachamim might say Yachloku. The chazaka that of the cheskas marakama that the mocher was the original owner, but it's a chazaka that the cow was pregnant, and if that were the shivcha was pregnant, so we have every right to assume that it remained pregnant at the time of the sale, in which case it belongs to the lokeach. So don't those chazakos offset each other? So Tosa suggests no, they don't offset each other. The cheskas marakama is a stronger chazaka than the cheskas mu'uberes. Why would that be the case? So it could be that the cheskas marakama is a stronger chazaka because cheskas mu'beres is a chazaka da'asuya lishtanos. One thing we know for sure, the whole idea of a chazaka d'meyakara, that something that was, we assume still is that we assume that the status quo remains. But it's a harder assumption that the status quo remains when it's a status quo that you know cannot remain indefinitely. And neither a para nor a shivcha can remain pregnant indefinitely. It's chazaka, that's a suya lishtanos. Anyway, so the Gemara right now is saying that our Mishnah says Yachloku because we're following the sheet of Sumchus that Mamlum Mutu B'Savi Cholkin. So says Gemara, but wait, Eimer Damer Sumchus B'Shem V'Shema V'Bari V'Bari Miyamar. We only know the Sumchus holds Mamlum Mutu B'Savi Cholkin when both have a Taina Shema, but where each one comes with a Taina's Bari and each one claims that they know for sure, does Sumchus still hold Mamlum Mutu B'Savi Cholkin? L'chora, he's Moda to the Chacham that Motzi Mechaver Ola V'Raya when it's Bari U'Bari. Says the Gemara, Amra Barvuna in Amar Sumchus. No, Sumchus would agree that would maintain rather his shita, the Mamlum Mutu B'Savi Cholkin, even when both parties have a tainas bari. Rava amar liyolim ki amar sumchus shemu shema av bari ubari lo amar. Rava says no, sumchus only maintains cholkin when it's a tainas shema versus a tainas shema. When both are coming with a tainas bari, even sumchus normally would say hamotzi mechaver alav haraya. And nevertheless, our mishnah is still going like sumchus. V'tani za omer shema ad shelo mecharti v'za omer shema misha lakachti. That in our mishnah, the case is where they're coming with a shema u'shema, meaning the whole raya that we thought that our mishnah can't be sumchus is because the mishnah says yachloku even in the case of bari u'bari. So Rava says no, our mishnah is going like sumchus, and sumchus holds yachloku only in the case of shema u'shema, not in the case of bari u'bari. Our mishnah is not talking about a case of bari u'bari. Our mishnah is where each guy is saying shema ad shelo mecharti, shema misha lakachti. So now the Gemara says, well, so where does that leave us? We have a machlokas between Rabba bar Rav Huna and Rava, whether sumchus holds yachloku even in the case of bari ubari. So let's see if we have any rayas from our mishnah. We're going to try two rayas. Tanan, it says in the end of the mishnah, if let's say the mocher had two avadim, one larger eved, one smaller eved, and he sold one of them, but we don't know which one he sold. So ze omer in yodea. The mocher says shema, right? I don't know which one I sold. Vize omer in yodea. And the buyer says lokach, says I don't know which one I bought. So then yachloku. Well, bishlam of the Rava, according to Rava, I understand very well. Mi de sefer shemu shema reish. The Seif is explicit that it's Shema U'Shema, so it stands to reason that the Reish is also a case of Shema U'Shema. And that's where Sumchus is going to say Yachloku. El Rabbi Rav Huna damar in Amar Sumchus afilu Bari U'Bari. But according to Rabbi Rav Huna, that Sumchus would say Yachloku even in the case of Bari U'Bari. And the Reish of our Mishnah is talking about where the Balei Din have a Tainas Bari. Well, then how do you read the rest of the Mishnah? Has to Bari U'Bari Amar Yachloku Shema U'Shema Mibai? The Mishnah already starts with a great chiddush, that even bari ubari we say achloku. Then the mission needs to move on to a lesser chiddush, to tell me that in Shema Shema you also say achloku. Once I know in bari ubari you say achloku, of course in Shema Shema you say achloku. So how do we even understand the seder of the Mishnah? So says Mari Imishum ha lo iri. If that's your best shot, you know, if that's your best kasha, then it's not really such a kasha. Because Tana Sefer, the Gluy Resha. The Resha was cryptic. The Resha didn't tell us whether it was a Tainas Bari or a Tainas Shema. So the Sefer explicitly made a case of Shema U'Shema to be Megala what the Resha's case was. Shalot Tomer Resha Shema U'Shema, that you shouldn't come to think that the Resha's case was Shema U'Shema of Bari Bari Lo, but had it been Bari Bari, the Halacha would be different, then we'd say Amosim Echavar Alav Raya. So Tana Sefer Shema U'Shema, the Sefer explicitly taught a case of Shema U'Shema, so that we can then deduce Michal, the Resha, Bari Bari, that the Resha must be talking about a case of Bari Bari. So I only know that the Reish is talking about Bari Ubari because the Seif is Shema U'Shema. So you can't ask, well, once the Reish talks about Bari Ubari, isn't Shema U'Shema obvious? Yeah, that may be true, but I wouldn't have known that the Reish is talking about Bari Ubari until the Seif actually says about Shema U'Shema. So now says Gemara Tznan, we have another Raya from our Mishnah. We said the Mocher has two avadim, a large one and a small one. He sold one of them, he doesn't know which one. Ze Omer Gadol, the Ze Omer Kad, where we don't know which one. The buyer says, I bought the big one, and the Mocher says, I sold the small one. So they're both coming with the tainas bari. So Yishava Mocher Shekatan Mocher. The Mocher should take a Shavua that he sold the smallest one, the smaller one, and that's it. So Bishlam of the Rav Einstein, very well according to Rav Domer Kiyomer Sumchus, Mishem Ushema, that when does Sumchus say Mamun of the Savi Cholkin is only in the case of Shem Ushema, Avul Bari Bari. But in the case of Bari Ubari, Sumchus does not say Yachloku, so Mishum Hachi Yishava. That's why you can't say Yachloku, because everyone's Bari Ubari over here, and therefore the Mocher is going to swear, and he's going to be potter from giving the Eved Gadol. Ela the Rabbi Bar Rav Huna, Damar in, Amar Sumchus Afilu, Bari Ubari. But according to Rabbi Rav Huna, that even in the case of Bari Ubari, Sumchus is going to say Yachloku. Then why in the case of Bari Ubari that appears in the Seifa are we having the Mocher swear and then getting off the hook? Yachloku mi bayulei. According to Sumchus, it's Yachloku even in the case of Bari Ubari. So answer Gemara, Moda Sumchus Hechadika Shuvah Daraisa. Now even Sumchus is going to be Moda that you don't say Yachloku when there's already a Chiyuv Shvuah Min HaTorah. So our Mishnah is talking about a case where there's already a Shvuah Moda Mitzvah. We'll discuss soon how that's the case. But our Mishnah is talking about a case where there's already a Shvuah Moda Mitzvah. So once there's a Shvua min HaTorah, he's just going to take a Shvua. We're not going to say Yachloku. But Sumchus may indeed maintain that when there's no Shvua min HaTorah, we always say Yachloku, whether it's a Shema Ushema or whether it's a Ubari Ubari. So the why is it that when there's a Shvua Midaraisa, Sumchus can be Moda that you don't say Yachloku, that you just take the Shvua? So the Rabbin explains, because you can't be Mechayiv him two things, to be Mechayiv him a Shvua and also to be Mechayiv him payment. So once he's taking a Shvua, he's Pater. You can't say, oh, take a Shvua and then also give half the money. We can't be Mechayiv a guy two things. The Ramban in the Melchamos understands a little bit differently. He says, you can't Pater him from his Shvua that the Torah was Mechayiv him because it's a Shvua Daraisa. And you also can't say that he'll take half with a Shvua and the other guy will take half without a Shvua, because then that's not Yachloku. I mean, I can't make this guy not take a Shvua because he's Chayiv a Shvua Midaraisa. So I'm going to say, we'll do Yachloku and I'll take a Shvua. Well, then it's not Yachloku, because if one guy's getting half without having to take a Shvua and the other one's only getting half with having to take a Shvua, that's not an even split. So you just don't have a Yachloku left. So Mela, all we're going to be able to do is implement the Din Daraisa and leave out the Yachloku entirely. That's what the Ramban in the Melchamos understands. Okay, says the Gemara Vayta now. So we said in the Mishnah that if the Mocher had two Avadim, one larger one, one smaller one, and the Lokeach claims he bought the larger one, the Mocher claims he sold the smaller one, so the Mocher just should take a Shavua that he sold the smaller one. So we said that there's a Chiv Shavua of Modem Mitzas Mina Torah in this case, and that's right. That's how we just made an Ukimta, that there must be a Chiv Shavua Mina Torah over here, that because this is a Modem Mitzas. So the Pashtus is, why is this a Modem Mitzas? Because I'm asking for the big one, and you're being Moda, you owe the small one. Small is part of the big. It's a mixtas of the big. Says the Gemara, three problems with suggesting that that's an example of Moda b'mixtas. Problem number one, Amai Yishav, Mashtan lahodala, Mashodala lotah. No, that it's not a Hoda'a, mi min hataina. Normally, if I say, you owe me, 100 bushels of wheat, and you respond, no, I owe you this pen, that's not a Hoda'a, mi mixtas hataina, mi min hataina. So that's not a Shavuos Moda b'mixtas. So that's problem number one over here, that it's not me min hataina. Second of all, va'od helachu. Another thing is, an exception to Shavuos Moda b'mixtas is if I don't just admit that I owe you part of the payment, but I just say, here's what I owe you, and I give it to you right on the spot, then I'm not chayiv a Moda b'mixtas. Over here, I'm saying, here, take the eved, right? The eved helach, the eved's yours. Take the eved katan. I'm not giving you the eved gadol, but the eved katan is yours. So it's a case of helach. Va'od einish ban alavadim. And furthermore, Modem Mixas is only a metaltalin, it's on Pesef, it's not on Avadim, and we never take Shavuos on Avadim. So we got three major problems with suggesting that the case in our Mishnah is a case where there's a Shavuos, Modem Mixas. Number one, it's not Mimin HaTayna. Number two, it's Helach. And number three, it's Einishpah, not Avadim. So the Gemara has four approaches to how to understand our Mishnah. Approach number one, Amrav B'tono Dami, Demei Eved Gadol, Demei Eved Katan, Demei Sada Gadola, Demei Sada Katana. That the Taina that he was Tovea, is the Demeha Eved, the value of the Eved. Meaning, I send someone to buy an Eved for me, and I give him money for that purpose. And the Shliach didn't buy the Eved. He just didn't do it. So the Meshaleach says, please give me back the money. I gave you, whatever it is, $10,000 to buy a nice big Eved. And the Shliach says, no, you gave me $7,000 to buy a smaller Eved. So it's all about the value of the Eved. And the same is true with the Sada. So it turns out that it is Hoda'a Mimin HaTayna, because it's all about money. And it's not Helach, because it's not, here's the money, it's, I owe you the money, so I'll have to write you a check later. And it's not a problem of Nishbarin Ala Avadim, because it's not about Avadim, it's about money. And yes, Nishbarin Ala Avadim. So we solved all three problems with just like that, just by saying that it's not the Eved, it's Demeha Eved. Shmuel Amar, Shmuel says a second approach, Betonu Ksus Eved Gadol, Ksus Eved Katan. That the case in the Mishnah is that the Kona Tainas, the clothing of an Eved Gadol was sold to me, and the Mocher says, no, I sold you the clothing of an Eved Katan. And the same is true when it comes to a Sada, not about the Sada itself, but Omre Sada Gadola, Omre Sada Katana, the sheaves or the bundles of a large field versus the sheaves or the bundles of a smaller field. So it's a Moda B'Mixas HaTaina, and he's being Moda, and it's not Helach. It's not Halach because we're talking about that he's being Moda. The Achronim point out, and it must be that the weed is already spoiled or rotten or somehow ruined or something, so therefore it's not Halach because I can't say here it is. What I owe you is not actually right here, so it's not Halach and it's not being Nishvala Karkos, so that solves all the problems. So it says the Gemara, it solves all the problems, but it raises other problems. The fact that Shmuel is saying that the Mishnah is talking about Ksus Evigdol, Ksus Evigdala, Ksus Mashatana Lohodolo, Mashahodolo Lotano. It's still not Miminataina. I mean, you only solve two out of the three problems. You solved the Halach problem and you solved the Enishbar Al-Vadim problem, but you didn't solve the Miminataina problem. I mean, if I ask you for a size, 44 suit, and you say, I'm Moda that I owe you a size 38 suit, those are different suits. That's not a part of something. That's still not Miminataina. So Ksus Evigdol, Ksus Evigdala is two different things. I can't exactly picture the way styles of clothing work, but apparently there was some sort of large type of garment where if you were a smaller person, they would cut off the material and say, cut off half the material and say, here, this is good for you. Now I'm keeping the other half of the material to make clothing for my children, my dog, my Barbie doll, whatever. So I'm going to keep that material. So that is Oda Miminataina. So Kashle Rav Hoshaya, Midi Ksus Ketani, Evid Ketani. Rav Hoshaya says, no, there's a more fundamental problem with Shmuel's approach. It doesn't say the word Ksus in the Mishnah. It says Evid. So to make it about a Ksus is very difficult. So now we have a third approach. Ella Am Rav Hoshaya, right? If Rav Hoshaya is going to criticize, he's got to have a better answer. So Rav Hoshaya comes up, he says, Kugon, Shetano, Evid, Bik. Suso, that the Kona is Tainos, you owe me the bigger Eved with his clothing. Visada be'omreha, the bigger field with its produce that's piled in it. So the Mocher claims, no, I sold you the smaller Eved with his clothing, the smaller field with the produce in it. So even though you're not Nishbal Avadim and you're not Nishbal Karkaos, but since you're ready, Chayvishwas Modem Mixos on the Ksus or on the produce, so Memela will be Megalgel Shavua on the Eved or on the Sada. On the Avadim and on the Karkaos. Says Mar Vakati, Ksus, Mashatana Lahodala, Mashatana. But it's still not Miminataina about the clothing, meaning you don't even have a Moda Mixus on the clothing because he's not being Moda Miminataina. It's the 48 suit and the 38 suit. 44 suit and the 38 suit, whatever. So Amra Papa, Bidialfi. So no, we're talking about Bidialfi. We're talking about where he sold him this type of clothing that is adjustable and you just cut out some of the material, so it is actually Moda Mixas Ataina. So Rav Sheshes asks on Rav Hoshia's answer, Kashle Rav Sheshes, Zoka Kinos Lashminan. So wait, the great Chiddush of our Mishnah is that once you chayev shmos modem mixas anyway, so we could be megalgal another shvua on you for that which you normally wouldn't be chayev shvua. Tanina, that's a Mishnah in Kiddushin. I don't need a Mishnah Bav Metzia to tell me the din of Zokikin. Because Zokin, the Mishnah says in Kiddushin, Zokin l'chasm she'en ha-machrayis, is l'chasm she'esh ha-machrayis, li'shav ha-alayan, that even though there's a rule that ain't nishba'an al-karkos, and ain't nishba'an al-avadim, if you're anyway taking a real shavua that you're chayiv midaraisa, we could say, while you're at it, take a shavua on the karka as well. While you're at it, take a shavua on the avadim as well. That can't be the whole chiddush of our Mishnah. That's obvious. So that's already obvious from the Mishnah in Kiddushin. So it says, a fourth approach to understanding our Mishnah. Again, how could our Mishnah be talking about a case of Moda B'Mixas? We had all three problems with our Mishnah talking about a case of Moda B'Mixas. It's not Miminataina because Eved Gadol, Eved Katan is not part of the Eved Gadol. It's a case of Halach because here's the Eved, just take him. Here's the Sada, it's yours. And it's a problem that ain't nishbar nala vadim ala karkos. And over here, we're assuming there's a shvus mod mixas. How does Rav Sheshes solve the problem? Elam Rav Sheshes hamani rameiri dam ravda kmetaltlin dami. That our Mishnah assumes like Rav Meir that an eved has the same din of metaltlin, and just like your nishba in al metaltlin, you are nishbar nala vadim. So the kasha that you asked, how could our Mishnah be talking about a case of shvus mod mixas? You don't take a shvu on an eved. Rav Meir says yes, you do, because an eved has a din of metaltlin. Says the Gemara, wait a second. We had three kashas. You only answered one of them. So va'akati you still have kasha number one that it's not a hodah mimina taina. I'm asking for an eved gadol. You're giving me a different eved, an eved katan. That's not mimina taina. So says the Gemara. Savlak Rav Gamliel. It's not tano chitim ahodah saorim pater. Rav Gamliel mechayev. Maybe we're assuming like the sheet of Rav Gamliel that you don't need a hodah mimina taina in order to be chayev shuvos modim. Meaning that kasha assumes, like the sheet of the Rabbanan, that if you are towing chitim and the guy is modus sa'orim, then you're not chayiv shuvos modus mixus because not miminataina. Maybe we're assuming, like Rami Gamliel, that it is that you don't need miminataina. Okay, so you solve that problem. You solve problem number one and problem number three. But akati, helachu, what about problem number two? That there's no shuvos modus mixus when it's a case of helach. When I'm saying, here, just take it. So if you're asking me for the Eved Gadol, and I'm saying, I sold you the Eved Katan, and he's right here and he's yours, so that's helach. I shouldn't have to take a shvos modem mitzvahs. So I'm rather avdu the cut of the yadei. Now, in the case of the eved, I've ruined the eved ever since then. Meaning, I cut off the eved's hand, and therefore he's worth less. He's not able to do as much work. V'sada shachafar ba'boros shichinu ma'oros. And the case of the field, it's the field is not what it was worth when you were supposed to buy it. It was a sada katan that was perfectly even and perfectly flat. And now, since then, I brought a bulldozer and we started digging and we started. So the whole field is all dug up. And is not as easy to use. So I can't just say halach. I owe you some monetary amount beyond that. We're going to have to cheshbin this. It's not a halach case. So that's how Rav Shesha solves all three problems. So again, as far as problem number one, mashatana lahodla mashatana lahodla, he says it doesn't matter. We pass on the gemuliel that you don't need miminataina. As far as problem number two, that it's halach, no, you've ruined it. So you can't just say halach. It's not available anymore to pay back what the guy is owed. And as far as na'enish, we're assuming like Rav Meir that you are nishvar al avadim because avadim have a din of metalflin. Ooh, once we're on that topic, that Rav Meir holds that ain nishvar al avadim, that Rav Meir holds that kain nishvar al avadim. So says Rav Meir, let's explore Rav Meir shita about a shvua on avadim and about a shvua on karkaos. Didn't we learn that Rav Meir holds the exact opposite when it comes to shvua on avadim? Ditnan, because we have a mishnah in Maseches Baba Kama. If a guy steals a behema and then it gets old, avadim viskina, where he steals avadim and they get old, mishalim kshas gzela, you pay what they were worth at the time of the gzela, because the gazlan was kona them with shinoi and therefore they got old in the rishus of the gazlan. But the chiv to pay happened at the shas gzela, so therefore you have to pay what it was worth. So it was worth $10,000 shas gzela. Now the eved's only worth $6,000. You pay the $10,000. But remeir omer pa avadim amalar eshal cholafenecha. That when it comes to avadim, you could say, it was never mine. I stole it, but it was never mine. I never really had a kinyan on it. So just here, take your eved back. Avadim get old, babe. So harishul chalafanecha. Why would he say that by avadim? Because an eved is like karka. And karka, you say harishul chalafanecha. Karka, I couldn't take the karka. There's nothing I could do. So an eved has a din of karka. And therefore you'd say harishul chalafanecha. So the Gemara answers this kasha. So again, we're saying we just said that our mishnah must be assumed like Rav Meir, who holds that avadim have a din like metaltalin, and therefore nishba'in al avadim. Yet we see Rav Meir holds that avadim have a din of karka, because you could say arei shel chol v'necha al eved. Says Gemara, hello kasha, that's not a steer in Rav Meir. Kedemach v'rab baravu avetani. Rav Meir om mishalim shasak zel v'cham momlo ba'avadim arei shel chol v'necha. Omrim momlo ba'avadim arei shel chol v'necha. That switch the shitos, and it's in fact Rabbi Meir who says that avadim have a din of metaltalin, and the chacham will say avadim have a din of karka. Okay, elam imay d'sav Rabbi Meir makshinan. So the Gemara says we still have kasher of sheshes because Rav Sheshes says that our mishnah assumes like Rabbi Meir, and that's why you could take a shvuah on the eved. But the eved was not the only case of the mishnah. There was also a case of sada gedola and sada katana. So mimai, how does Rav Sheshes know the sav Rabbi Meir makshinan karka? How do you know that Rav Meir holds that you're nishbayin al karkos as well? Granted, Rav Meir holds that we're nishbayin al avadim, but maybe he does not hold that you're nishbayin al karkos. So it says, well, lo salkadaitach. No, you cannot think that Rav Meir distinguishes between avadim and karkos. Ditanya, because we have a brisa. Hamachlif para b'chamar v'yolda. If you exchange a para for a chamar and the para gives birth, and you don't know if the para gave birth before the sale or after the sale, before before the kinyan or after the kinyan. V'cheina mocher shivcha so v'yalda. In the same case, the shivcha, just like we had in our Mishnah. Zeh omer b'rishusi, and one of them says that it was b'rishusi yalda, and therefore it's my vlad. V'zeh shosek, and the other one doesn't say anything, so zacha. Then the one who comes with the titus bari is the one that is entitled to the vlad. Zeh omer eni yodeh, v'zeh omer eni yodeh. If both of them claim they do not know, then yachloku, then they split the vlad. Zeh omer b'rishusi, v'zeh omer b'rishusi. If they both come with the titus bari, yishava amocher shibrishusi yalda. The mocher would take a shvua that it was b'rishusi yalda, and that he's entitled to the vlad. L'fisha kala, nishpan shabatara, nishpan v'lo mishalmin. Because anyone who's chayv shvua min haTorah, the chiyuv shvua works to exempt him from having to pay. Divrei Meir. And therefore, it's the mocher that takes the shvua, because it exempts him from having to give up that vlad. But the toveya is not going to take the shvua, because you cannot take a shvua that requires someone else to pay you. And the chum say, what are you talking about shvua? You can't take a shvua on avadim nor on karkos. So you see clearly from this braisa that the chacham who disagree with Rameir say, wait, you can't take a shvua on avadim and karkos. Sounds like Rameir holds you are nishbain both on avadim and on karkos. And therefore, our Mishnah works perfectly according to Rav Sheshes. That why is our Mishnah requiring the guy to take a shvua? I ain't nishbain on avadim, ain't nishbain on karkos. Rameir must hold that not only do you take a shvua on avadim, you also take a shvua on karkos. Says Rameir, how do I know you could be medayik that? Dilma kashem ka amrulei. Maybe the chacham mean to say to Rameir, ki heicha da odislan bekarkos, just like even you agree that ain't nishbain al karkos, odulanami ba'avadim, you should also agree to us that it's ain't nishbain al avadim. But Rameir, for his part, says, no, I think nishbain al avadim, even though I agree that ain't nishbain al karkos. And Tehdan, I'll bring you a raya that Rameir holds ain't nishbain al karkos. Titanan, a mishnah mesecha shavuos. Rameir, omer yesh dvarim shein kikarka ve'einan kikarka. That there are certain things that are still attached to the ground, but don't have a din of karka. They have a din of metaltalin, even though they're still attached to the ground. Ve'en cham modlon, the cham do not agree with him about this. Ketzad, what would be a case of where they disagree? Eser gefanim tu unos masarti lecha, that a guy says to his friend that 10 laden vines, laden with grapes, I give you to watch over my karka. Va'alomer in el chamesh, and the nitva says, no, you only gave me 5 vines laden with grapes to watch. So Rameir Mechayv, Rameir says, yet the shomer has to take a shvus modem mitzas, because the grapes on these vines have a din of metaltalin, so it's a modem mitzas, and you have to be nishvayin aleihem. The chamor mechal mechubil karka, reu kakarka. The chamor say, no, it's still attached to the ground. It therefore has a din of karka, and ain nishvayin ala karkos. What are they arguing about? They're arguing about grapes that are ripe to be picked. Rameir holds they're viewed as if they're already picked off the ground, and therefore they're metaltalin, so you take a shvu on them. The Chum hold that even though they're ready to be picked, they're still attached to the ground, and therefore they're still considered to be part of the ground. So So it turns out that even according to Rameir, if they were not omdosli batzer, you would not take a shvu on them. Why? Because you don't take a shvua on karka. The only reason Rameir thinks you take a shvua on this is because some of those libatzer. But Rameir holds that you don't take a shvua on karka. So don't you see clear that even though Rameir holds that you are nishba in ala avadim, he would say that you are not nishba on karka. Now the Ritva points out the whole case of anav momdos libatzer is a very a specific case. Meaning if it's a case where the grapes mamish don't need the karka at all anymore, they're not benefiting by being attached to the ground at all, then of course it has a din of metaltalin l'kala deos. And if it absolutely very much needs the karka, then it has a din of karka l'kala deos. The Olma Chalus Rabbanu Rameir is they're ripened, they're ready for betzira, but they could benefit by staying on the karka a little bit longer. Tosos points out Machlokes Rameir and Rabbanan is about when the Anav Omdosli Batzer is considered like karka metaltalin is only the gabi the halachas of shvua, meaning this is not a halacha in Kala Tarukula whether Anav Omdosli Batzer are considered to be karka metaltalin. For example, Tosos says in Hilcha Shabbos, if you have these Anav Omdosli, you go over to a tree and there's an apple that's ripe to be picked and it doesn't need to be on the tree anymore. And you pick that on Shabbos, everyone's going to agree you're chayiv. You're not going to have Rameir saying, "Oh, it's kibitzuras damyon. It's as if it was already detached, and therefore you're not chayiv for Shabbos." No, it's only legabi this halacha of shavua that we say anav mamdosi batzer is kibitzuras damyon. It's not, we're not going to say this all over the place. And because of this kasha, the Gemara goes back to explain the Mishnah like Rav Hoshaya and not like Rav Sheshes. So, meaning again, Rav Sheshes wanted to be miyashiv that the Mishnah some case of Moldav b'mitzvos. How could you take a shavua on an eved? Oh, we're going like Rav Meir who holds nishmar and alavadim. But it's not going to help because the Mishnah says you take a shavua even on karka, and Rav Meir doesn't hold you take a shavua on karka. So it must be that the Mishnah is saying, like Rabbi Yoshaya said, that the Konis Toveya and Eved Gadol with his clothing and the Sada Gadola with the produce and the Mocher is Moda that he sold an Eved Katan with his clothing, a Sada Katana Be'omreha. So then he's Chayiv Shavuos Moda Mitzvos on the clothing and on the detached produce, and because of that, we're Megalgel the other Shavua. What was our big problem with Rabbi Yoshaya? With the Kashal and Zokakin, our big Kasha was that, oh, you're teaching me Halacha, it's a Mishnah Mufreshes in Kiddushin Daf Chavav. I don't need a Mishnah B'Metzia to tell me what's a Mishnah Mufreshes reading Kiddushin Daf Chavav. So it's, I do need it. Because Salkadait Chamina, Ksus Eved Ke'eved Dami, Omri Sada Ksada Dami. I might think that Zokin is when you have two totally separate things. So you're taking a Shemana Metzal, and Mimele will come on there. But over here, I would think the clothing of an Eved is part of the Eved. The Omri and the Sada is part of the Sada. So come out Shemalan. That's why the Mishnah has to tell me that's not the case, that the clothing and the produce in the field do have a din of metaltalin. They require an independent shavua, and once you're doing that, we're megalgel another shavua as well. We didn't even quite get to the Mishnah. Okay, Bez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up from there.